Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Charlie.
Hey Ben and Nathan, thanks for all the help you guys provide! Exclamation point. I have a lot to ask, so I'll keep things short. Background: I'm 18 years old and have taken one practice LSAT. I got a score of 147 and I'm looking to reach the 170s by the end of my undergrad. Okay. My questions for you. One, am I too far ahead of myself? My family thinks I should broaden my horizons, but I feel I want to go to law school. What do you think? I have no idea.
I think you should explore your options. You're 18. You're like just starting school.
Yeah.
Why lock yourself in? Law school will always be there as long as, you know, get good grades, Charlie.
Yeah.
But yeah, take classes grades that excite you. And then just kick ass, excel in every single one of those classes. I think it's too soon for you to be worrying about the LSAT.
I agree with you, Nathan. I actually glossed over, I am 18 years old. Okay. Wow. That's really far ahead. You're going to probably take some econ class or some chemistry class or some physics class or who knows what and be like, wow, this is fascinating. Do that.
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you doing in college? You know, it just don't squander your undergraduate education on this single-minded pursuit of law school. Just get good grades, but take whatever you want to take, major in whatever you want to major in, explore around. Don't let LSAT studying interfere with your grades. And I think you're wasting energy thinking about law school right now.
Yeah. Okay. So we have more questions about this process too. How much does the ranking of my undergrad university, which happens to be Penn State, affect my chances of getting into a T14 law school? All things equal. Yeah. A more competitive school is going to help you, but it's such a small factor, so small that don't think about it at all. It's not, I would say actually not a factor.
Also, what difference does it make? You're already there at Penn State. If you were asking us, where should I go to college? Then we might have a different answer. Probably not though, but you're already there. You're at Penn State. So get straight A's. And then after you're getting straight A's, if you want to start studying for the LSAT, I mean, look, straight A's and a kick-ass LSAT will get it done at any school. But yeah, you're just worrying about stuff that's not at all controllable by you because you're already enrolled at Penn State.
Yeah. Three, how can I study to get into the 170 plus range in the next 3 years? First, get good grades. But if you do study, I would suggest starting with Demon Free at a minimum.
Yeah, just check, don't do it if you're not getting straight A's. I mean, you can study with us in the summers or you can study with us part time at LSATdemon.com. It's really just one question at a time. That's how you study. You just drill, you just do a question. And then if you struggle with it, you watch video explanations, you read written explanations, you email our team via the ask button, you get the help you need until you feel that click. That's what we're all about, is just get those clicks. Make it make sense.
Yep.
But you don't need to be making a 3-year study plan for this. You need to be looking at your undergraduate experience.
Yeah. Four, are my majors majors? You have two majors. Okay. Political science and women's studies going to look bad compared to STEM majors, even if I were to get into the 170 range and a high GPA?
Just get straight A's no matter what, Charlie. Drop one of those majors if you're not going to get straight A's.
Well, just drop one of the majors, period. I don't understand why, what are you doing two majors for? I don't understand the value of that.
Yeah, it doesn't help. I mean, hopefully you're just doing it incidentally, but the double major isn't going to impress anybody for law school admissions. And, you know, like you'd rather have a 4.0 with one major than a 3.9 and two majors.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, this, like, Charlie, you got to stop comparing yourself to people who went to other schools, to people who have other majors. You're not a STEM major. If you were a STEM major, you'd be a STEM major. You're not a STEM major. You're just like the vast majority of other law school applicants studying political science and women's studies and criminal justice and English and all the other things that future lawyers tend to study. STEM would certainly be a feather in your cap, but that's so rare in law school applications. And anyway, it's not you. If you loved math, you would probably be doing STEM. I mean, if you love math, you should be doing STEM.
Yeah.
Any last words for Charlie?
Nope. Thanks for writing in. Good luck.
I think your parents are right, Charlie. I think you're jumping the gun here by locking in to law school. Even if you are like on the law school path, you don't need to be thinking about law school admissions right now. You need to be just killing it in every class you take.
Absolutely. That's a rare one. We're usually fighting against parental dogma that's incorrect.
Yeah, parents who think that you should apply to law school right now.
Yeah.
But this time I think we're agreeing with your folks that maybe it's a little too soon to be just only going down that one path. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.